High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com and Scholastic Play-by-Play, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Haverford School Fords and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome to the Swart Center here, ladies and gentlemen. The Swart Center on the campus of Widener University in beautiful Chester, Pennsylvania. Boys High School Basketball is part of the Pete and Jameer Play-by-Play Classic, final game of the entire weekend, a marquee matchup. The legendary Chester High School Clippers taking on the defending private school state champions from Haverford School, located a battle of Delaware County, private versus public. Chester is 4-2, lost to Reading and 5A Power, Westchester East. Keith Taylor, third-year head coach, 44-18. Haverford School, 5-5 against, of course, nasty competition, just like Chester plays. Bernie Rogers, year number 5. Haverford lost a lot of 4 starters from last year's team, 2 of them playing major Division I college basketball. Jameer Nelson's son, Jameer Nelson Jr., at George Washington, and Christian Ray, who started out his high school career at Octorara, transferred to Haverford School, and he's now playing at LaSalle College. Haverford School defending. Again, private school state champs. Chester is 4-2. And a lot of the locals, Chester, not happy with their performance so far this year. High expectations, being the number one public school team in the history of the state of Pennsylvania. And Chester coach Keith Taylor summed it up the other night, guys, in the Delco Times article. We just can't put our uniforms on, and because they have Chester on the front, and think that teams are going to roll over. And, Mike, you know that's not the case anymore. I mean, it really shouldn't be ever, but it's really changed over the years.
Well, I don't know that any team would roll over, but I think, you know, when you have an extremely dominating team, you're in a situation where you appear to roll over people, and they're doing everything, the kids are doing everything they can to beat you, but you're just that much of a dominating team. Now you're getting to the point where the talent is spread out there. You get a lot of private schools that are going after talent. They want to make a basketball program for themselves. So they're running up against stuff. And it's just the normal ebb and flow of high school sports. I mean, to come into this early in the season and be 4-2 and you know, they're getting out the ship to abandon, you know, it's like, come on, guys. I mean, you know, it may be a tough year for Chester, but I don't know that at this stage of the game we have any idea. They played a couple of good schools. They always play good schools, you know. And the idea is that they have to come to play every day. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys, these are 15, 16, and 17-year-old kids who have all the ups and downs of teenagehood and, you know, all the other nonsense that goes on, and they're playing basketball, and the expectation level of their family, of their friends, of their fans, of the basketball community is beyond outrageous. And if I could sit them all down and say, guys, play hard, play the game you know how to play, work hard at being good. I said, and just give it all, at the end of the day, give it all you got. I mean, if that's not good enough to win every game, then it's not good enough.
Back in the day, Chester, obviously you're still being invited to all these marquee tournaments.
Of course.
And they have not performed to standards, and a lot of people around the state and the country want to see. Like tonight, you know, back in the day, I want to call it, maybe, you know, 5 years ago, before that, this gym would be packed. It's Chester in the house. And the last time we were here 2 years ago, what, maybe 50 Chester fans right in their backyard, maybe
maybe 50 to 100 tonight. Well, you know, it's just because of the expectations are so high and people in Chester expect so much.
2 years ago, if you remember, Dave, we came here the same weekend. The Clippers were 1-5. If you remember that? We were talking about it. You know, what a bad start. But sometimes they start off slow. But by late February, 1-5, they were like, what, 19-6 or
something? Well, 2016 lost to the eventual state semifinalist Reading High School, Lonnie Walker State quarterfinals. 2017 to the eventual state semifinalist Abington Heights. 2018 in the, that was a quarterfinals in 16, 17, and 18. 2 years ago, lost to Abington Heights in the second round at the buzzer. Missed a shot at the buzzer. They won the state championship.
The buzzer was, remember, a layup shot?
Yeah, layup by Brian Randolph. Right. And then last year, state quarterfinals, lost to the eventual state semifinals. You know, they lost to Coatesville. So, but, you know, in Chester, they haven't won a state championship in 8 years, and that's much too long.
Well, and it's fine to have those wishes. I mean, I come from a high school that played football that was an incredible powerhouse in 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Started to fall on tougher times by 2003, 2004. They weren't the team they were. Those kids are grown men. They're 40 years old now. They have great memories. That's what high school ball is all about. How many kids from Chester in the NBA? I mean, that shows you the type of talent that they're attracting.
A lot, yeah.
So at the end of the day, everybody just chill out. It's a basketball game. They're doing the best they can. Could they do better? I guess. I mean, that's the idea behind the coach and practice and all the other stuff. But, you know, you talk about a 1-5 start, which is what Pete was talking about. Yeah, that's a pause for concern. Is it time to start lowering the lifeboats? No, it's time to start figuring out what your team's talents are. And improving them and going out and playing some basketball. And that's why we love this game, because what we see in December is not what we see in late February and March.
Early March, yeah.
It's some great basketball coming, and we like to be a part of it. And, again, I will remind people a million times, these are legally children. They are doing the best they know how. They have their own issues, family, everything else they have to deal with. Encourage them to play basketball. Encourage them to be better. Don't tell them that they're awful and they don't know. Come on.
And there's a lot of pressure, but Chester has, again, another good ball club.
Of course they
Very
do.
Very good ball
and
club.
And they have great fans. The bandwagon guys will stay home. That's okay.
And
maybe
Chester
they're listening
has
to us.
The best cheerleaders
ever
in Delaware County.
Yes, and there they are doing
and
their
there
things.
They are doing their
so,
thing.
So hopefully Chester will bring it. They've struggled in this gym. The record in the last 15 years in these tournament games, 17 wins and 16 losses, and that's a cause for concern, believe it or not. But look at the competition they play in these tournaments. Haverford School, yeah, they lost four seniors, but look, they have one of the best players in the country, Jameel Brown, 6'3 sophomore, and they picked up a couple of other guys they are allowed to bring, and they can actually play fifth-year seniors, guys, because they play in the Interact. Haverford School, you can play fifth-year seniors. So bottom line is, hopefully it'll be just a really good, tough ball game.
Well, that's what we always hope for, no matter what we're doing.
So thank you very much, and we'll be back. I didn't get the starting lineups yet because everybody's late in getting the starting lineups
but we still got
about 3 minutes to go. Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Peter Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer. Boys High School Basketball, Chester Clippers, and Haverford School on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester Clippers 4-2, Haverford School, the Interact. Their record is 5-5. Swartz Center, a legendary historic facility on the campus of Widener University here in the town of Chester, part of the Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic, and it's called the Play-by-Play Classic. My third game of the day announcing, Mike. How do you like that, man?
Yeah, I know. I hope I don't lose you in the middle of the thing with laryngitis or something.
I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
We'll be okay.
Remember,
and Chester, running down that roster for Chester,
yeah.
Fareed Burton, is a 5'11 junior, tremendous young talent. Rami Gilbert, 5'11 senior, grizzled guard, been with the program forever. Akeem Taylor, 6'4 senior, a college recruit. I think he can play Division I basketball. Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior, so they have size. They have Malik Langley, a scrappy kid, plays defense, did not play basketball on the varsity last year, but back at it this year. They have a Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior, Jay Sean Lawler, 6'1 senior, Fahim Berry, 5'8 scrappy senior, Karell Watkins, a junior, 6'5, one of the tops in the state, Shaquan Horsey, a 6'8 junior. They have the size. A Jaquan Brown, 6'2 junior, Lenny Macho Camacho, 5'10 junior. Tremendous JV team, youth programs in Chester, unbelievable.
Shaquan Horsey, if you remember last year, we were raving about him as a sophomore. He came in some games and gave them quality minutes off the bench. So keep an eye on Shaquan Horsey. He's a junior now, and he's probably better.
Yeah, the public address announcer, by the way, is a gentleman by the name of Ray, and he was the public address voice from 1968. Him and his brother, he said, from 1968 to 81 at the Palestra for Big Five games. Wow. So this gentleman, you'll hear his, and we're going to take advantage of his velvet voice. He articulates, Mike. You'll love that. Very enunciates, pronunciates his words, and you will be able to understand him clearly.
And we will know who's committed the foul.
Yes, we will know that.
That always helps us.
Because I don't think on the board they do that.
You don't need it with him.
They'll be starting here very shortly. Let's take a quick break. Is that okay? We got Chester coming up, the Clippers, legendary Haverford School defending private school state champs, live right here from Chester, Widener University, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, starting lineups back here in Chester at the Swart Center for Haverford School. Bernie Rogers, he's a junior, coach's son. Number three, Tyler Seward, 6'2 junior. And we got MJ Atkins, number four, 6'2 senior. Matt McKenna, 6'5 senior. Zach Genther as a junior. Bernie Rogers, year number five, the super sophomore. Jameel Brown not in the starting lineup. Now for your Chester High Clippers. Fareed Burton, 5'11 junior. Dad was a star for Chester back in the late 90s. By the same name, Rami Gilbert, 5'11 senior. Akeem Taylor, 6'4 senior. Number 5, 6'6 senior, Zamir Carroll. Number 30, Karell Watkins, 6'4 junior. So they're playing without their top player, Jameel Brown, super sophomore. So Chester's got to bring it. They got to shoot the ball well. They got to play tough. You know, Haverford School is going to want to slow the game down, guys.
There's no doubt. It's going to be interesting to see how this all develops. I don't think either team is quite sure what they're going to get involved in here.
Chester 4-2. They're 6A. Next year, dropping down to 5A, by the way, guys. Haverford School, of course, does not. They play, as you know, PIAA teams in the regular season, but not in the postseason because, again, they can interact in the Friends Leagues. They don't do that. So Chester, with their legendary head coaches, you got Kenny Tate, was a star back in 98, 95, 96, 97, 98 for Chester. Jimmy Dennis, state champ on the 1989 team. Darrell Moore, Strathaven High School, great basketball and football, Mike. Might have played, I think your son was playing back then for Strathaven football, 2001, 2000?
No, he was already gone. Well, one of them was.
So the opening tip, Haverford. The Fords, Chester cheerleaders getting ready to do their thing. Chester in the white uniforms, orange trim. Haverford in the like the same colors as a regular Haverford High School. Burgundy. Tap control by the Clippers. This is Rami Gilbert across the timeline. Far side, Akeem Taylor. Right wing corner is Watkins. Down low for Akeem Taylor. Reverse layup is good. Akeem Taylor. Coach, his uncle, the head coach, Keith said, got to start getting off the better starts. Can't come out flat. And we've got a block foul. Quickly, a block foul on Carell Watkins. Chester cannot afford to get him in trouble. Foul trouble. Haverford School coming back. Lost a lot of players from last year. And they're just trying to find themselves also 5-5 is their record. Right at the key. Top of the key now. Driving. Left wing. Cross-court pass to the lane. Getting it out, driving the lane. Good ball movement, old school basketball. Bernie Rogers plays. Fundamentals, pass, 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 and Chester's going to have to be aware of it. And they're sticking, for the most part, sticking with their men. Spinning into the lane. And driving to the basket is Rogers, coach's son. Now with it is Seward, and a steal by Chester. Watkins to Rami Gilbert. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Flips. Shot is blocked in there. Block. Big block. And coming all the way back to the basket. Lay it up. No, but a foul. Foul's going to be on Fareed Burton, his first team's first. The big fella in there with the nice block, Pete. For Haverford School. Nice block. So going to the line is going to be Tyler Seward, 6'2 junior. Shooting two. Chester trying to close off the year with a positive note here. Shot no good. And he'll get another. Two team fouls on Chester. 6:28 to go, first quarter, live on DelcoHoops.com. Seward again up. Back of the rim, no good. Rami Gilbert, the rebound. Gilbert, Burton. Fareed to Watkins, lays it up and in. Carell Watkins. Chester don't want to get in foul trouble. This is Bernie Rogers, coach's son, across the timeline. He's a junior. Now to the basket, Seward with a left hand. He scores. Pronounced Seward. Watkins, three ball, right wing corner, no. Follows a shot, gets the offensive rebound. Pass underneath, and going to the basket, blocked out of bounds, no foul. Chester should have gotten a foul call on that one, no doubt about it. And Haverford School gets the benefit of the doubt right there. Keep an eye on these officials here tonight. Chester has it, 4-2 lead. Gilbert. Foul line jumper straight away is good by Zamir Carroll. Chester leads it 6-2. 5:41 to go in the quarter. Up to Genther. Genther looks to drive to the basket. Off the glass for two. Zach Genther, 4-2. 6-4 Chester. Zach is only a junior. Three juniors in the starting lineup for the Fords of Haverford. Burton, excuse me, that's a bad pass. Stolen away by Chester. And going to the basket, good and a foul by Akeem Taylor. Chester leads at 8-4. Foul shot coming for Taylor. Let's see who the personal foul's on.
Foul, number 30.
Zach Genther.
First personal, first team foul. Basket
was good. So Taylor has four. You know, Haverford School is not going to go anywhere with that methodical style of play. And Taylor at the foul line makes it. Akeem has 5'6'4" senior. Full court pressure. Getting the ball inbound. Seward in the backcourt. Seward, good looking young guard, 6'2" junior. Bernie Rogers with the glasses. Bernie looks around. Taking it hard to the basket, stolen away, off his leg, ahead of the pack is Burton, and he's fouled going hard to the basket. Two shots for 5'11", 11th grader, Fareed Burton personal, Bernie Rogers. His first, team's second. 4:51 to go in the quarter. Clippers 4-2, only losses at Reading, and then in Westchester to Westchester East. Free throw short by Fareed, and he'll get another. Has a nice touch. Coming up through the Chester Biddy League, which is too bad Chester, between the charter and the high school, can't keep all the kids home. Free throw is good. You'll see the charter school in a couple weeks against Westchester East. So Fareed has one. 6-point lead, Chester High. Back comes Seward. Cross midcourt. They move right to left. The forwards of Haverford of the Interact private school. Bernie Rogers. Seward stops, pops, short, rebound, Carell Watkins. Carell brings it up. He's a Division I recruit, in my opinion. He's only a junior. Unlimited potential. Right wing corner. Getting it out to Fareed. Fareed to Watkins underneath. Off the glass, in and out. Bad break for Carell right there, and the rebound to the Fords. Seward in the backcourt. Burton's all over him. Don't want to commit that foul, though. Seward's back, right wing corner, three ball is up and no good. Chester the rebound, Akeem Taylor. Akeem is fouled, good call, obvious call there. Team foul number three on Haverford School. Genther's second, he may have to come out of the game, and he is. Number 12 into the game.
Dave, so far, the only 4 points, Haverford, were both layups. They're going to have to start hitting some shots.
Perry's number 12, and 14 is Leary. Chester by six. Burton, ooh, bad pass. Can't be making those kind of mistakes.
Well, this is the time of the year in the season that we're going to be making things like that.
Well, okay, it was last touch by Haverford, though. Got to be on the same page here, the Clippers. Got to. It is Chester ball. Haverford School. Whole different look than last year, guys. Out to Fareed Burton. Fareed, left of the key. Looking around. Rami Gilbert. Rami looking down low. Taylor. We're going to give Chester the outside shot. Chester shot 1-for-18 from three-point range. Down low, off the glass, no good, missing the bunny shot. Offensive rebound, Taylor, up and two for Akeem.
Field goal number 4,
Akeem
Taylor.
PA guy sounds good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, Haverford School has to eliminate those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, got to watch that foul, and it is a foul. Fareed picks up number 2. He's going to have to come out of the game. Chester has a pocket rocket kid, and there he comes.
Two
on Fareed, and into the game is going to be Fahim Berry. We're going to take a break. Timeout, Haverford School. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Chester off to a good start here at Widener, leading at 12-4 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back to Swartz Center, Widener University in Chester. Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulgenetti. 3:06 to go first quarter. Play-by-play classic named after Pete and Jameer Nelson. 12-4 is your score. Chester, good start with an 8-point bulge.
Yeah, Haverford's tough on the boards, too. Chester's a good rebounding team, and they really got to hit shots. I think that's the only way they're going to stay with the Clippers tonight.
Bernie Rogers, coach's son, comes up. Looking for the back door. Nice play. Lay it up and in.
That was a pretty play.
Yes, it was. You got to Got to stick with your man. Seward is the only quote-unquote athlete, really good athlete out there. The other kids are good athletes, not as quick as Seward. And Chester with a six-point lead. Burton all the way. Lays it up and in. Rami Gilbert, 4-2. Chester leads it by 8. Good to see them get off to a good start. Now they got to stick with it and play focused the whole game. And you got to play defense on these guys because they will shoot the ball. Weave it around. There's Seward. Right of the key. With the rock is Leary. Taking it all the way to the basket with a left hand. Lay it up and in. Nice job. MJ Atkins, a 6'2 senior for 2. Chester by 6. There's going to easy layup. Chester just taking it right to the hole.
Well, Hyver School looks like they're playing man-to-man, and they're just getting beat on a man-to-man coverage.
If I'm them, I
think you got to start working zones.
Oh, so Chester's, well, we'll get to that. They're really injury-riddled tonight, Haverford School. And we'll get to that in a second. Driving as Seward loses the ball. Chester by 8. But even though you're shorthanded, you got it. You just can't take these guys for granted.
Tell the Eagles that.
Yeah, we know about it. There's Seward. And we just got the word from Josh Berlin. Getting it out. I'm surprised you're not trying to take that 3 ball. There you go.
Nope.
Driving to the basket. Let's see it. There he is. Coach's son for 3, Bernie Rogers.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
All right. They're without Haverford School, Jameel Brown, and Christian Clover injuries. So as Josh Berlin said, it could be a long night for Haverford School without those two kids. Chester by 5. And Watkins loses the ball, but a foul. He's going to get 2 shots or on the floor. I think he probably was going to. He was probably.
He said it was on the floor, I thought. Well, I could be wrong.
2 shots.
2 shots, yeah.
14, Jack Leary, his first personal team number 4.
And it would be a. It's still a private school. And it's still tough to. Well coached team. I mean, they are 5-5.
Oh, you're missing 2 key players out of 5. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, exactly. Watkins misses the first. He'll get another. And yeah, the Eagles. Amazing.
We're not going there.
I know you're happy, Mike.
Oh, I think they're going to get killed this
Mike's
night.
Not happy.
Nah, they're going to win that game.
Okay.
They'll get some guys back.
You'd watch them play one of the best teams in football and almost win, right?
Yeah. Second free throw good by Watkins. Chester by 6, 17-11. Out high, Atkins. Chester man-to-man. Way out high, number 3, 22. So Haverford School will go for the final shot. And he knows he is shorthanded tonight, Coach Rogers, so he's going to cut a milk clock, keep the ball out. If I'm Chester, I really go to that full court pressure and see how that works out. Haverford School with the ball down by 6. Atkins gets by his man, lays it up.
Ooh.
Oh, you got to make that shot at the buzzer. Yes, yeah. By Bernie Rogers. Good hustle by Bernie.
Nice recovery.
Little guy with the glasses. And it's a 17-13 game. Chester 17, Haverford School 13. Boys High School Basketball. Pete and Jameer Classic at Widener. DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 17-13 Chester over Haverford School. It's private versus public, and it's always good for a public school like Chester, one of those teams, to beat a private school. Let's see if the Clips can do it tonight.
Yeah, I think Haverford has to take a few more outside shots, but they don't want to start to get into a running game with with Chester. I don't think they can keep up with them. But if they can control the ball, take the shots when it's there, keep moving the ball, but don't be afraid to take that three-pointer or even long two-pointer. I think they can hang with the Clippers.
Yeah, well, Chester's just got to put these guys away. They got to play Chester basketball, yes. And, you know, just run them out of the building, tell you the truth.
That's what Chester fans think, but I'm not too sure Haverford's going to let that happen so easily.
Well, they're going to slow the ball down. And you just got to take advantage of your
strengths.
Got to take advantage of the your strengths. Bernie Rogers, right of the key, Seward. Yeah, and it's going to take making a lot of...
Oh,
there's a three ball.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Zach Genther for three. Now, if they can hit their three-point shots, they'll have somewhat of an opportunity here.
Yes.
Obviously. Well. Chester, let's see if they're going some kind of zone defense here. Berry with the rock. Berry takes it to the basket. Up for two. Fahim Berry.
He was triple-teaming and got that ball up and in. That was really a nice shot.
Chester, obviously, athletically way superior than Haverford School, but as you know, that doesn't necessarily matter. Top of the key, he's going to take it to the rack. Almost walked, don't call it. Seward, good defense, Chester. Got to stick with these guys. Here's the backdoor they look for. Top of the key, right of the key, Rogers. He drives, lays it up, no good. Here comes Chester. And decision there. And there's a steal. Whoa. And you just got to play. Here's good at a foul. Behind the back pass, Carell Watkins to Akeem Taylor. And Akeem lays it in. So two free throws by Akeem. Chester up by five. Fouls on MJ Atkins. His first. The Chester Clippers. Free throw up and good for Akeem. He has got big time game. Had 9 in the first quarter. 12 in this quarter. 12 for the game. Excuse me. Seward to the basket. Lay it up and in. He's an athlete there for Haverford School. Chester by 4. Down low for Watkins. All kinds of mismatches in there for Chester. Watkins up, no, but a foul. No, Carell could have his way all night long.
Yep. Personal foul number 21, Matt McKenna,
6'5", his first. And they are playing Haverford School. A bunch of kids are putting.
If Chester takes a ball down low, I don't see how Haverford can stop him. Really,
Carell is just an absolute beast.
They got the size and the athleticism. Yes. To go down low every time if they want it.
6'4 junior. Chester missed. They missed him most of the postseason run last year, if you may recall. He averaged 20 points, 10 rebounds a game. And they still went to the state quarterfinals. Carell again. Good. He is a smooth operator. Chester by 6, 24-18. Haverford School coming back right to left. They are the Fords. Getting it to McKenna. Left side. Top of the key. McKenna looks to drive underneath the basket, lay it up and in.
Number 21,
Matt
McKenna.
Matt McKenna for two. Chester by 4. All the way to the rack, no but a foul. Two shots. Let's see who the personal... Zach Genther with the foul.
Team foul 17
fouls already on Haverford School.
You know what I like about Haverford, Dave? They play great fundamental basketball. They know how to pass the ball. They know where to be. They're very well trained and very well skilled in that area.
Rami Gilbert makes the first. Back into the game is Leary. So they're using a lot of different guys, Haverford School. They are deep. They go about 10 deep. And again, Gilbert, good. He has really improved his free throw shooting, has Rami. Chester by 6, 26-20, 5:45 to go, second quarter, DelcoHoops.com on this Monday night. Down low. Oh, into the game for Chester. Jayshon Lawler. Three ball, no good. And if Haverford School doesn't make threes, they're in a heap of trouble. Chester, he's going to try to take. That's a foul. I thought a foul. Nothing called. And taken back by Haverford School.
Good play for good defense for Haverford.
It is.
Pretty rough.
Chester trying to get the ball back. Double team. And it's going to be a steal. Head of the pack is Gilbert. Flips it off. Not a wise decision. Take the ball to the rack. I don't know why he tried to pass that ball. Chester's ready to commit a foul. They don't get it. No foul called. And Haverford School comes back. This would be like Hoosiers in this game if Haverford can pull this out. That's a bad pass out of bounds. And Chester just needs to play you can still play run and gun in fundamental basketball.
Both teams need to settle it down. Yeah. They're way too much indiscriminate ball action thrown under control.
He's bringing in a freshman in the game now, Carson Mastin.
We were just commenting
Martin?
To ourselves.
Is it Martin?
What's the number?
15.
Yes, Carson Mastin.
Mastin. He said Martin. Okay, we'll call him Mastin. So Chester up by 6. And hey, you never know. You bring in a freshman into the game, and he could be a superstar in the making. Chester playing fundamental basketball. There you go. There's your mismatch underneath. Taylor up. No. Follow. No. Gets it out.
There's another
to
offensive
Gilbert.
Rebound.
Pass said, but he was out of bounds. So back to Haverford.
Good defense for Haverford, and they got to make some shots, though. It's only a 26-20 game. They're doing just right. Haverford's doing fine.
Akeem will come out of the game. Chester up by 6. You keep thinking it should be 16, but it's not. Jaquan Brown for Chester into the game, a 6'2 senior.
Haverford's hanging with him. Hanging with him, you know?
Well, they're playing very deliberate, and Chester's just got to – they should break it open in the third. Three ball is going to – good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Had to look a little shallow when it left his hand, but it had wings.
That's three trifectas for Haverford School. Amazingly, they're only down by 3. Unbelievable. Chester with the rock. And you got to hit some threes. Berry, three ball, no good. Rebound, Haverford School.
Chester's strength is really underneath the basket in the paint. I don't know why they want to make 3 points so badly.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mike, I agree with you.
Haverford weaving it around. Haverford's going to have to play. There's a give and go again. I don't know what. Carell not even. I don't know what happened. They're lucky, Chester.
Goodness.
You got to make that shot, Haverford School. Easy layup missed.
Yep, it happened.
So Chester has missed a couple of assignments, lack of focus, but they still lead by 3. And both teams in a funk right now. This is Gilbert to Berry. Taking it, firing it up. That's not a good shot. Rebound on the floor. Chester gets it.
Another offensive rebound.
Here's a reach-in foul, and it's going to be on number 4. Atkins is second. Carell Watkins to the line, 1-1. I just look at that scoreboard. I can't believe it's only Chester by 3.
The pace, Dave, the pace of this game favors Haverford right now. They want to keep it this way. Chester should be running more and taking the ball to the boards more.
But they're not.
Well, somebody, Chester's got to wake up and realize what their strengths are and play them.
Tremendous free throw shooter. First is good. Off the back of the rim and in. And Carell's only a junior. Chester by 4. Up.
Ooh. No,
missed them both. But Chester should get that rebound in the right wing corner. Out of bounds, it'll go with. Looked like it was off Haverford's goal, but they're giving it to Haverford's goal.
Yep.
All right, back into the game, Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior. Now, Akeem Taylor is out of the game, and his uncle and coach, Keith Taylor, talking to him. Boy, I tell you, they're really struggling. There's a steal by Chester, yep. Haverford's goal. And Chester's got and there's just not a good play right there by the travel. And Chester
had to get rid of that ball. He was on the ground, and as soon as you stand up, that's going to be travel.
There's two kids into the game for Chester I don't know much about. Number 15, or number 21, Jayshon Lawler, 6'1 senior. And Jaquan Brown, another senior. All right, number 11. Jumper no good. Out of bounds. Who was that shot the ball?
Who was it? It was 11 that shot that.
Oh, they changed the number then. Fahim Berry is actually number 11, guys. I don't know what Malik is. Chester up by 4. 3 ball is up and no good. Chester rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Clippers. Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm Coach Taylor, I bring Akeem back into the game. I mean, he has no fouls. And he's 6'4". And there's an easy layup underneath. They missed it again.
That's four points.
And Chester's not getting out hustled here, too. But here they come. And a pass. And driving to the basket. Blocked out of bounds. Out of bounds off Chester. And this unit here is really struggling.
Nice and block by Atkins. Yeah, boy, he really got some great height. Just
good. Time
to
get Akeem back into the game. 2:23 to go. Second quarter, 27-23. Chester by 4. Haverford School coming back. Our first two broadcasts we've done over the years here at Widener with Chester. Chester lost.
The way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, yes it does. 2 minutes to go. Oh, I love this old Wisconsin basketball.
He's looking for their shot.
Yeah, it's good. Chester, believe it or not, another advantage for Chester here, they can really play ridiculously tough defense because they only have three fouls to give. There's a block, and Chester gets it back. Trying to take it all the way to the basket. Blocked out of bounds. Blocked in play. Blocked by Haverford. They turn it over again. And then it's off to Chester player and out of bounds. Chester 27. Haverford School 23. Terrell Watkins back into the game. And Gilbert will take a seat. Coach Taylor seems a little frustrated with a couple of his ball players. A little bit too much one-on-one there. 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Haverford, Seward looks to penetrate. Driving to the basket. Spinning. Tough shot to make.
Ooh,
and he
nice.
Did make it. Is that the freshman?
Nice. 360 spinning in.
Yeah, really. The freshman off the bench for 2. To make. And an offensive foul, I think, called on Chester. Watkins. Offensive foul. You have to be unbelievably good to play as a freshman at Chester. Unbelievably good. I think Rondé was the last one that actually played. So Haverford will weave the ball around and with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Might want to go for the last shot. And Pete, you're right. It is the score, exactly the score that they want to play.
And the pace of the game, they favors Haverford.
Yeah, Chester's got these fouls to give.
There's here goes.
Air ball on offensive the three ball rebound. Attempt. Offensive rebound. Another wide open three. Way off. They just can't shoot the ball very well. Haverford scored. And a bad pass by Watkins out of bounds. Turnover, Chester. Rami Gilbert comes back into the game. 25 seconds ago, second quarter. Chester up 27-25.
Both teams seem to be deliberately keeping each other in the game to make it exciting.
This has not been a good quarter for either team. Chester led 17-13 after 1.
Haverford's missed some 3 points they should have had, some layups they should have had. Chester's been throwing the ball away like it's free today.
So Haverford's goal has a chance again to, believe it or not, have the lead going into the third quarter.
Yep, 10 seconds.
Way out high, straight away, Seward will go against Taylor. Good defense. Gets it out to Bernie Rogers. Forces it at the buzzer wide to the right, not even close. Well, it's Haverford's hanging in there somehow. Chester leads it 27-25. And again, Haverford School without their 2 top players due to injury. Back with halftime festivities from Widener University in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Widener University, where we're at this classic play-by-play tournament. It's Chester versus the Haverford School. We are at halftime with Chester leading 27 over Haverford's 25. It has been that close of a game. Both teams seem to be wanting to do everything they can to keep the other team in the game. Haverford's been playing some very aggressive ball. Chester also, but Chester, a lot of sloppy ball play, turning balls over, things they shouldn't be doing. Haverford, on the other hand, is having some real trouble making some shots. This is the Haverford School, by the way, not Haverford High School. There are two schools there. Haverford School is a private school in the DELAC League, and Haverford High School, obviously, is in the Central League. So, Pete, you got some numbers from so far
in
the first half?
It's an unusual first half, Mike. Especially the second quarter. Like you said, neither team wanted to score. Haverford's down two. If they made a couple of them layups, they could have a 4 or 6 point lead. But the one stat that really sticks out is rebounding. The Clippers have 13 rebounds, and I only have Haverford for three. They may have one or two more that I miss. But when you're out rebounded by 10 and you're only down by two, that's a stat that shows you the Chester's just not playing that well.
What's the offensive rebounds for Chester right now? Do you know? You have trouble.
Yeah, I only got two there.
Okay. I've got them down for three offensive.
Okay, because
most of them are defensive. They were deep rebounds off the rim, and then they would get the ball and run. But then when they get down the other end, when they could take it to the hoop, they're backing off a little bit, and their shooting has been off.
Well, it's interesting to me when you watch high school basketball. There seems to be this need, and it's probably testosterone, because I don't see it so much in girls' basketball. But when one team starts hitting threes, the other team thinks like it has to, rather than play their game and just try to outscore, they have this need to match points. And I think that's absurd. I mean, you know, if somebody gets an opportunity to launch a three and makes it, that's great. But it doesn't mean you come back and try to make a three. I mean, if you're down by 12 or 16 and you're trying to pick up the score, I understand. But Chester's strength, at least against the Haverford School, is they definitely have strength inside the key, and certainly in the paint inside the key and for layups. And to me, that's what I do, a lot of give and goes, all sorts of stuff. And they seem to be not focusing on that. And that's where I think they can just literally overpower the Haverford School.
They're shooting. You know, this is the first time we've seen them this year, and we followed Chester for quite a few years. This team lacks an outside shooter. They almost remind me of the Sixers. They really do. I mean, they're outside shooting. They don't have that shooter. Like last year they had, I think his name was Bam Bam Smith, was it?
Bam Bam Smith. Yeah.
And he could hit the threes. I mean, I just don't see anybody out here that can do that. And without that, it's keeping Haverford in the game. And if Haverford can start hitting some of those shots, they could steal a win here tonight.
Oh, I don't think anybody's out of this thing by any stretch of the imagination. But I think Chester's got to get a little more aggressive inside the key and go to the basket and get those 2 points. I don't think, you know, Chester should really concentrate on not having possession without scoring points. And, you know, I wouldn't immediately release to a three-point or something if you can get inside. Because originally that's what 3 points were designed for, is a frustrated ball player couldn't get inside for a layup, he'd want to shoot from deeper and deeper. Today,
yeah, like part
of the game.
Watkins, he's so dominant and so strong. Most of his playing is 20 feet from the basket. I would get him down low
Absolutely.
The second half and just
Absolutely.
Feed him the ball. Just say, stay down there low.
And
they're not using their strength. Chester's strength, the rebounding, and their size, they haven't taken advantage of that.
And Haverford School, I think, I mean, this is not something you can necessarily coach or just direct the kid to do, but the bottom line is you got to make these shots. You can't. The three-pointers are obviously, you know, anything can happen. But when you get a layup like they did two, three times and they missed it, that just can't happen.
One thing about Haverford, though, the way they move the ball, they move it so good, and they always know where a man is for the pass. They're very well coached.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. All right, we're going to come back. We only get about 4 minutes till that half is over, and we start again. So you're listening to High School Basketball, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business Line of Credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
Still at halftime here, Widener University on the campus. Actually, Swartz Center on the campus of Widener University. Good Monday night. Jameer and Pete Nelson, play-by-play classic. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, along with Andrew Kaufman and Peter Fulginetti. Chester up by 2, 27-25. A couple of changes in the Chester roster. Malik Langley He's not playing basketball anymore. He's going to focus on football for the rest of the year. College football recruit, so Malik, and they really could use him. He's a really tough defender. And Lenny Camacho not playing tonight. He's wearing number 22. Malik Langley was wearing number 11, now being worn by Fahim Berry. and the rest of the numbers should be okay.
All right.
And have, people are talking to guys on press row. People very impressed the way Haverford amazingly has stayed in this
game.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about at halftime. They've really played the game the way they have to play the game to stay with it, and Chester hasn't played the way they should play.
Well, we'll see what kind of adjustments Chester makes. The biggest one, I think, is being more physical underneath the board. But we'll see what they do. It's you know, part of the reason we have these games is they all count towards your PIA scores. But they have them as tune-ups. You know, you play teams you want to play and see what kind of mistakes you have. And, of course, this is something that if Haverford continues along this line, every school it's going to play Chester is going to take a look at and say, well, here's how you beat Chester.
They still are the legendary Chester Clippers, and they are the gold standard for boys basketball in the state of Pennsylvania. Record of 4-2, Haverford School 5-5, and we begin the third quarter. Starting lineup back in there for the Clippers, and it's a good one. Two good guards, power forwards, three actually good power forwards. Here's Akeem the Dream, who can be unstoppable at times.
Another offensive rebound.
This is the shot, Watkins the rebound. And Chester, you are right, got to get the ball inside and put the forwards away if you can. Driving to the basket, short shot, sticks between the backboard and the rim, and it'll go over to Haverford School. That is by Zamir Carroll. Keem Taylor, leading scorer for Chester, 12 points. Haverford pretty balanced. Back Bernie Rogers, 5'8 junior, coach's son. Bernie brings a lot of energy out there. Gets the most out of his ability. There he is. He can shoot. Well, they told me he can really shoot, but Haverford is a team missing their two top players. Seward, left wing corner, weaving the ball around. Driving to the basket. Shot, no, but a foul. Two shots. Foul on Rami Gilbert. And if they make these two shots, they will tie the game 27-25.
Haverford is working the ball. As Pete pointed out during halftime, they are extremely well coached.
They
know what they want.
Bernie Rogers, the way he controls the game out there, setting everybody up. I love the way that the Haverford's approaching this game.
Bernie Rogers, one of the best coaches ever in the state of Pennsylvania. 5 years with Haverford School. His son, you can tell, is a coach on the floor. And there you go. They make two foul shots.
Acton makes both.
It's good to have Haverford School on. Our first time, I think, since I've been back, we've had them featured.
Yeah, we've ever shown them before.
Chester several times. No. We are tied at 27. There you go. Nice pass underneath. Watkins lay it up and in. Unstoppable force underneath the basket.
That's where he belongs.
Yeah, really. Not from the outside. Chester by two, 29-27. Not the greatest played by either team in the first half, but hopefully the second half will be better. And Haverford will weave the ball around. You got to stick with this. You're Chester. And there's a steal. 2-on-1. But Haverford gets back, and he's going to take it. Gilbert all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in by Rami Gilbert. Chester by four. Now picking up the pace a little bit here defensively.
All right, well, this is where Haverford's been good to come back and get at least two to kind of give it
close. And a timeout. Great call. Great timeout by Bernie Rogers. He sees something, and he calls time. 5:50 to go in the third. Boys basketball at its best. It's the Chester High Clippers 31, the Haverford Ford Fords 27.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester leading it 31-27 over Haverford School. Ford High School, if you want to. A lot of Fords in there.
Yes.
But nonetheless, it is the private school in the borough, I presume, of Haverford in Delaware County.
That is correct.
Defending.
And they obviously couldn't come up with a different mascot. So
that's interesting.
Weird. There's got to be history behind that.
I'm not exactly sure what a Ford is.
A vehicle.
A car, I guess.
Yes.
All right, Haverford with the ball. They look a little disheveled. That's a two ball if it goes. And it got a three ball.
They gave him
three. Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Max McKenna.
Max McKenna with three. They're not a good shooting team, Haverford School, but they have made four trays in the game.
Yep.
And Chester's only up by
here
one.
Is the black line. There are two lines on the floor since
that's
we're at a,
right.
At a
there
college.
You go. Look at that. Lay
there
it
you
up
go. Give
it,
you're right.
Give
you
and go.
It's what it should be. I would do that all day long if I was Chester. Yeah. I don't think Haverford can defend it.
No. And again, the only way they can continue Haverford, and Chester's ready to make a run to knock them out of the building. But you got to stick on your man. You cannot allow guys open at all. Well, I don't know how that happened, but he misses it. Offensive rebound, block, no foul. Wow. Chester Akeem loses it in the backcourt. Here comes Haverford to the basket. Lay it up and in. Can't do that. I don't know what happened there. Tyler Seward with two. Chester up by one. This is getting kind of dangerous time here. This team is showing.
Dangerous is a good game. That's
yeah,
what
it's turning
about.
Out to be a very good game, and they're hanging. Akeem, he can make a three ball. No good. Rebound. Go into the basket hard. Lay it up. No. Battling for the board. Nope. Haverford score. Bernie Rogers, the coach. Way off.
Ooh. Boy, trapped twice against the
hardware. Again, they are not known for a three-point shooting team. Zach Genther back into the game, number 30.
Except it's kept him in this game.
Yeah, that's happened twice. So 4:06 to go in the third quarter. We got a ball game. Lots of fun. Rami Gilbert back for Chester across the timeline. And the Clippers are playing right into it, too. That's the thing. You're playing right into
that's
it.
That's why we expected them to make the change, but they're not.
Weave the ball around. Good hustle. There you go. He got and a foul. Misses the shot. And nope. Missed the layup. Rebound Haverford School. The freshman. They get it up now. To Atkins. Pass underneath. Left hand. Good. I can't believe it. Haverford takes the lead.
Yep.
Matt McKenna. Haverford School without two of their top players. We're at a rebuilding year, leading Chester 34-33. Floater, no good. Offensive rebound. Watkins, get it out. There you go. Now Chester, they are playing tougher than you think, Haverford inside. Stop. Pop. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound, Haverford School. Got a man wide open. Why doesn't he pass the ball, Seward? Floater, no good. He's I tell you, one thing about the kid, he does hustle. Coach's son.
Yeah, he's
and he's getting an opportunity tonight.
He's living his dream. Let's let it go
he's
with that.
He's living his dream playing against the legendary Chester Clippers. So back to Chester High. 2:46 to go in the third, and Chester down by a point. 34-33. Back they come slowly. Fareed Burton. To Rami Gilbert. Rami dribbling around. There you go. Rami for three. No good. Good box out on the play by Seward. Chester has not made a three-point shot tonight. Three ball. The
way
freshman.
Up.
No good. Here comes Chester wanting to run. Haverford getting back, though. And driving to the basket. Layup no good by Burton.
Wow, Chester is ice cold.
Yes, they are. Coming back, Seward. Easy layup by Seward.
Boy, Chester just gave up on that. They just walked
Chester
away from the game.
Absolutely gave up on that. Timeout, Keith Taylor.
I would take a timeout,
Haverford
too.
Haverford school. Shocking the world here tonight. Leading Chester 36-33. Why? They're missing their two top players. On DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And we have 1:55 to go in the third quarter, and Chester is now down 36-33 to Haverford School. And you got to give these guys off the bench, the role players, next man up for Haverford School, for doing a great job and not playing scared of Chester.
The only thing I've seen Haverford School do wrong so far was they started trying to launch these three-point shots when they got down the court, and I think time is on their side. They have to work the ball a little bit and run the clock down, because if they try to play fast, Chester's going to end up killing him. Chester's not going to be cold for the rest of the game.
If they ever get a 7 or 8 point lead, Mike,
yeah,
watch Haverford sit on the ball and take the air out of it.
Oh, I would. I would.
There's your zone defense. Chester does have it high and outside. Keen Taylor near side. Down low to Carroll. Out to Akeem. Top of the key, right of the key, Gilbert. Right wing corner, Gilbert. Carroll. To Taylor. I mean, they're giving Chester the outside three-point look, but they...
Yeah.
116. I know Fareed can shoot. Driving to the basket, and a foul.
Well, at this stage of the game, a foul works as well as anything else. It's, you know, either get the shot or get the foul. But now you got to make your free throws.
At the line is Rami Gilbert.
It's been a really clean half so far.
Yeah, Chester better make their foul shots, because you...
Oh, goodness.
My gosh.
The longest foul shot ever in history.
He makes it. It goes in.
This quarter's been really clean. One foul aside.
Yep.
And that's why Chester, I think, should really put the heat on these guards. Really put the pressure on.
Made the second one.
You've got to look to get the ball inside, because that's going to...
I just can't believe it.
You're more likely to draw a foul inside.
I don't see a trap. They're letting them get into their half court set.
They got other worries right now. Oh.
Knocked out of bounds by Chester. Good hands there by Gilbert.
They've got a deficit to overcome.
Chester 4-2. They've had some quality wins. Lancaster, McCaskey, Newark, Delaware. Haverford, Perry, they'll play for the last shot here. Seward's an athlete, got a stick on him. 43 seconds to go. Seward looks to get by his man, he does. Getting it out now. Down low for Seward, spins. Pass on the near side. Almost a steal. Driving to the basket, no, but a foul. Taking it hard to the rack. Two shots. Zamir Carroll. First on Zamir. Number two at the line, shooting two.
That's Dante Perry.
Perry at the line, shooting two. Up, misses it. Big miss right there. Dante Perry. Number 12. Chester, you got a box out, because the boy did not look good in that first attempt. He misses that one. So Chester can take the lead. Now I would go for the final shot here. Slow it up. This is when you do slow it up. Don't force anything. Relax. This would be a huge win for Chester, even though they are favorites playing a private school. Fareed Burton, no, but a foul. Fareed's only a junior. Chester Biddy League basketball legend back
personal
in the day.
Foul was called on Bernie Rogers. That's personal number two.
Two on Bernie, 5'8 junior.
At the line, Fareed Burton,
Fareed has 1 point tonight, and he's a great free throw shooter, and they need him to make this, and he does that one. Two foul shots made. Carell Watkins is going down the other end of the court to make sure there's no basket hanging attempt there. 3.9 seconds to go. Fareed makes both. And the foul situation, Chester by one now, 37-36, 3.9 seconds to go. Don't foul. Do not foul. And just hope. Oh, that easily could. Well, whatever. I don't know.
All ball.
Yeah, he got all ball. And we go to the fourth quarter. Your score, Chester High 37, Haverford School of the Interact 36. DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie,
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the fourth quarter. Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic here at Widener University. Chester up by one over Haverford School, 37-36, leading scorer for Chester. Akeem Taylor, 6'4 senior with 12, but none in the second half. Leading scorer, 10 points, Tyler Seward, 6'2 junior for Haverford School. Pete, you have anything else here, rebounds and that kind of stuff?
Well, the rebounds are still in the favor of the Clippers, but Haverford, if they just can play the way they're playing now, and if they can hit a few shots, they could steal a win here tonight.
Well,
Chester hasn't been that sharp all night.
I think the issue is going to be if Chester gets a little sharper, Haverford's in deep trouble. I mean, Chester's been so cold, layups and everything they can't make. Here we go.
Into the backcourt, Haverford School has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Bernie Rogers, they have it out high. Foul line. Chester's got to stick with their man, and they lose their man, and the layup is good. Somebody lost, somebody again.
Yep.
Matt McKenna for two.
They're playing what I call a blind zone. Nobody's looking.
Chester coming back down now by one. Akeem Taylor is due to get some points. Scoreless here in the second half. There you go. Well, that's... Carroll drives, glass, no good. Put back, yes, by Akeem Taylor. Haverford has, here he comes back. Haverford has no answer for Chester's big guys, but they're right in the game, down by one. And a turnover, and that's rare. Haverford throws it away back to the Clippers. 7:08 to go in the fourth. Team fouls, two each. So that really benefits Chester because they can get that, you know, the frenetic full-court trap on and really force these guards to turn the ball over.
We haven't seen it yet.
I know we haven't seen it yet. Amazing. Down low for Watkins. Can't stop him. They try, and he scores.
Right.
Turns around and scores.
Every game, every play, that's their play. From
there
different
you go.
Sides of the court.
There you go. Whoa. Trap. Keep the trap on. Now they get it almost across the timeline. Now they do get it across the timeline. Seward drives to the basket. Misses the shot. Chester with the rebound. Gilbert. Let's check that. Fareed Burton. Burton back. Taylor. Left of the key. Taylor top of the key. Near side now. To Gilbert. Carroll. Looks to drive. Loses the ball. Triple team. And finds his way to the basket. Misses the shot. Akeem Taylor follows and scores.
See, that's two... Two baskets now off of offensive rebounds back-to-back for Chester.
And now Chester
makes a difference.
Yeah, now they got the pressure on. Now if they break it, it can hit some three balls. And they lay it up and in and a foul. Is that freshman who scores? No, it's Genther. Zach Genther for two. Wow, what a play.
Number five,
Carroll, number two. So Chester up by three, and now Genther is only a junior.
Haverford broke that press pretty easily, Dave. They know what they're doing out there.
Good. Timeout called by Bernie Rogers. He's one of the best in the state, and he knows what to do, especially with these timeouts. 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by two, 43-41. Pete and Jameer Nelson Classic here at Widener University on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:55 to go, fourth quarter. Back at you, DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. Chester by two, 43-41, and they have the ball. We mentioned Haverford School, 5-5, but shorthanded tonight without two of the top players, not only in the Philly area, but Pennsylvania. 6'3" sophomore Jameel Brown and 6'3" senior Chris Clover. Chester brings it up right to left. Across midcourt is Gilbert. But these other guys have done a great job for Haverford, sticking with it. Chester out high. They're sticking with that zone defense. Taylor. Ooh, pass wide open. Does not take the shot. Now underneath Carroll. Good, and a foul. Zamir Carroll. So Chester's got 6'6", 6'4", 6'4" underneath.
They ended up getting the basket, but I would have settled for the foul. I mean, if you're Chester, just stay underneath the basket. That's where the action's going to be.
Zamir, 6'6", senior, trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and he does. 7 points for Zamir. Chester going to keep the trap on. Backcourt, Seward. Better hurry up. Better hurry up. 10-second call. Barely get it across the timeline. But they break it. And now the key is for them to score. But still plenty of time. 5:18 to go in the fourth. Seward all the way to the basket is called for a foul. Going to the basket. Block on the floor. I think that's Akeem's first.
Yep.
So they will inbound the ball. Haverford School down by five. Getting a little dangerous time now for them. To Seward, right wing. Rogers, down low, the big fella. Watkins, ooh, good defense by Watkins.
Another shot layup should have gone in. Whoa.
And there is a double dribble called on Fareed Burton.
That's what we call a December call.
So a turnover, Chester. Unforced. Keith Taylor on the bench. Calm, cool, collected. Very calm.
Just another night playing basketball.
Yeah. Underneath the basket, Haverford. Tough shot from the left wing corner. No good. Chester picks it up. Now they got numbers. Now there's a bounce pass. There you go. Lay it up and in. Fareed Burton. That's what I like to see. And the trap is on. You got fouls to give, so you can really. Now you got to get back, though. You got to get back, though, and drive into the basket and laying it up and in. Very good.
That's what Haverford saw it.
Matt McKenna, he's had a good game. 6'5 senior with 11. Chester by 5 and the ball. 4:30 to go. Watkins out to Barriers. A turnaround jumper. Ooh. Good by
that
Carroll.
That was a pretty shot.
5 for Zamir Carroll. Chester by 7 again. Across the timeline, driving to the basket, knocked out of bounds. Good job there, as driving to the basket was again that Matt McKenna.
Yeah, Taylor knocked it out. So.
Yeah, one of the few seniors out there. Chester with four, coming up on 4 minutes to go by 7. Still half the quarter. Seward. Chester playing that man-to-man defense. He's backing him in, Seward. Trying to take good defense there, too, but he still made the shot. Tyler Seward said, you can't stop me. And probably Haverford's going to try to do that a little bit. But 5-point lead, Chester. 3:45 to go. And that's going to be a travel, I think. The timeout called by Keith Taylor. And he's much more calm, cool, and collected than I am. Timeout on the floor, 3:41 to go in quarter number four. Chester 50, Haverford School, the Interact 45 on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Dave Berman and the gang right here. Pretty much the home team tonight. It's in Chester at Widener. Chester leading Haverford School 50-45.
Dave, you know what's happened in the last 3 minutes? Chester has taken the ball down low. If you look at last three or four of their baskets have all been within 3 feet. That's what they should do to win this game.
Watkins down low, lay it up, no. Offensive rebound taken away from Taylor, and he is fouled. Akeem really playing aggressively with a lot of heart here in the fourth quarter. Fouled on the floor. It's going to be Matt McKenna, his third, on the floor. 3.5 to go in the game. Chester by 5. And Akeem to win. And an easy layup right there. He misses. Shot blocked. Fareed gets his shot blocked, and here comes Haverford School back. They're going to take it right to him, and they score! Zach Genther for 2, and timeout Haverford School. We're going to keep it right here, guys. Yep. Chester by 3.
All right, this coming Thursday, we're going to be at Springfield. We're going to see Academy Park take on the Springfield Cougars. They've had a tough, tough season so far. Have they got a win yet?
They lost. I believe 31 straight games over the last 3 years, Springfield Delta.
I wasn't going to make it that awful. I was just going to talk about this year, but okay. So we'll be at that game. And then the week after, we're going to go to Strathaven, and we're going to watch Conestoga take on Strathaven. So we're going to be busy, and we got other games to lay out. And, of course, we got to get to a Pencrest game. Boy, they're setting the world on fire.
Mike Doyle.
He's unbelievable.
Big win against St. Joe's Prep today. Radnor falls to 8-1, their first loss of the year to a private school, George School. And Lewis Robinson, our buddy, the junior, scored a total of 27 today in a losing effort for Radnor. But, yeah, playing those private schools is tough.
If you're playing that well this early, boy, it tends to bode well.
And now Haverford's going to put on a token trap here. Chester should have no trouble breaking this. Just to slow him up a little bit. In the backcourt. Taylor across it. There you go. Now you got numbers. Chester
But Haverford got back.
Yeah, they go. I mean, it's a great opportunity for these younger kids for Haverford.
Haverford.
All right, Akeem has it out high. Four fouls on each team here in the second half. Out to Fareed. And Chester's going to slow it up. Haverford picking up the defense a little bit. Fareed Burton, 5'11 junior. Chester by 3. Biggest lead was 7. Fareed down low. Turnaround shot. No good by Chester. Oh. Battling for the ball. Picked up by Gilbert. Out to Akeem. Fareed Burton, right wing corner. Fareed brings it out high. Dribbling around to the basket. Good pass. Lay it up. Good. And a foul. Carell Watkins for Chester. 12 points for him.
That took way too long. Haverford allowed them to keep the ball way too many times. That was probably the series that if Haverford drops this game, that's going to cost them right there. They tried. It was bouncing around.
Number 3 on Bernie. Watkins at the line. Can give Chester a 6-point lead. 2:27 to go. So Chester going to have to grind this baby out. Free throw good. By Watkins.
Now Haverford's going to have to do what they don't like right, to do, which is hurry up.
And Chester has 2 fouls to give, so they could be all, but they got to get back. And they barely get it across. Now you got to get on your man, though. Chester's in. Now they throw. Oh, my gosh.
Dave,
ball's on
with
the
it.
Floor. A tie up. And it's recovered by Haverford. Another unforced error by Chester. And a timeout is called. And let's keep it right here again. What do you think of that last possession? Chester with the ball. And then they lack. But you got to give Haverford School credit, a shorthanded team, and never giving up in this game.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't know they were missing two key players, I'd say, hey, they're a pretty nice little team. I mean, they do extremely good ball handling. They need some shooting prowess. And they probably have to be a little more aggressive under the basket, I think. That last minute and a half underneath the basket with Chester constantly rebounding and then, you know, Haverford had their chance and they fumbled the ball, and that can't happen. But all in all, they've done extremely well.
They lack size, too.
They do lack size. Yeah. But they have great ball handling. I mean, they really
Very good with the ball. Bernie Rogers is coaching them. I mean, you can see the system, how it works. You know, he just doesn't have maybe all the skills that he had last year.
It's a great system. Then you got two other guys, 6'3", that are nothing against Tyler Seward, the 6'2 kid, number three. These kids are major Division I recruits. Chris Clover.
Tyler Seward is good.
And Jameel Brown.
When you're missing two key players out of a roster of five, that's a tough way to play a game.
That's what Chester wants to play. You know, obviously a really tough schedule. And they thought they were going to be full strength. And they're still giving Chester a pretty good game.
I was going to say, it's a good thing they're not at full strength. Chester might be so far behind, there's nothing on the back on this particular game. But sometimes you play down to your opponent. I don't know.
Well, Chester by six. Haverford School with the ball. And inbounding the ball. The forwards looking. And that's a missed assignment. Layup good and a foul. And Haverford School cuts it to two. MJ Atkins from Rogers. That's on Rami Gilbert. And now 2:06 to go. Just like that, within seconds, it's a 4-point game. Got to make foul shots here. Haverford School. Chester, you got to box out. He makes it. In and out with players.
Yep.
And these younger guys getting unbelievable experience for the Fords. So free throw good. And a foul on the backcourt.
Yep.
That's only 16 fouls now for Haverford School.
Personal foul number 30, Zach Gendler. That's personal number 4.
All right.
And, yeah. Number 6.
That last 3-point play again was by. Was that Atkins? Yes.
Yes.
It was MJ Atkins. Chester with the ball, 3-point lead, 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And they're going to be all over and trying to force an issue. And Chester's going to force them to foul. And Chester is shooting the ball well from the foul line here tonight. Akeem Taylor near side, dribbling around. Akeem, there he is, wide open. Watkins, yeah. Dunk. Got to take a charge on that play. Lay it up, no good. Rebound, Chester. Seward missing the shot. Now if you're Chester, you want to slow the game up a little bit. And got to make them foul. Gilbert is fouled by Seward. So 1:24 to go. 5-point lead, Chester. 17 fouls.
This is where your free throws were early. If you make them,
yes.
You put the game away. If you don't, you're just still in it.
Yeah, and it looks like Coach Rogers is going to just challenge Chester no matter what happens here, because historically they're not known as a good foul shooting team, but this guy, these guards here can shoot. Rami Gilbert is so much more improved over last year foul shooting, and he's a senior, and you need these seniors to pick it up.
And he missed.
And he misses. And you know, now Chester has a foul to give. And there is they're letting the guys play, I'll tell you that much. Good pickup. And driving to the basket, the floater, good. Ooh. Nice.
A 3-point game.
Get their stuff. Lead is 3 again. And Burton comes back all the way to the basket. No, they want a foul, not going to get it. And it's missed. And there's a bump, and that'll be team foul number 6 on Chester. So 58 seconds go. Chester by 3, and this is hard to believe. Zamir Carroll. So big 1-on-1 miss there by Chester, and they come back and score. So 3-point lead Chester. Haverford School with the ball. Now coming into the game is Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior.
Looks like Zamir Carroll picked up some sort of injury on that last play.
Yeah, he got some kind of Charlie horse.
Yeah.
All right, now Haverford can tie the game up with a three and cut it to one with a two. So they look like they're going to go for the three ball here. Pass, far wing corner, three is up and no good. Chester with that, couldn't get the rebound. Right wing corner for three. Chester had a chance, missed it again. Rebound Watkins, and he's hammered in the backcourt. They had their opportunities.
Yeah, they sure did.
And boy, you got to give Haverford School credit. What an unbelievable effort here tonight.
See, I would have
gone. It's unbelievable.
I would have gone for the two, taking the sure shot, and then you know, watch them try to, you know, and they come by and try to take the ball away from them. But whatever.
So Chester again, five up by three. And they will get, I tell you, that number 30, Zach Genther, he's a junior. Tremendous game.
Seward had a wide open look, Dave, in the corner.
Yeah, they had two.
Wide open look for a three. You just missed it.
15, all right, Watkins again. Now, Chester, as I said, much better free throw shooting team this year. They've already missed, what, 1-1-1. And this is the time you got to make it. And Correll is a great shooter. And it's good.
I got Correll with 12 rebounds so far tonight.
Yeah, in the quarter alone, Correll has 8 points, 16 for the game. Akeem Taylor also has 16 for Chester. So Chester by four, only 37 seconds to go by, well, still four. Now, if you're Haverford School, do you go for two?
Yeah.
He lost the ball. I knew that was coming. It's going to be a tie-up possession arrow with Chester. That was a major mismatch out there.
Yep. You need to get rid of the ball a little faster than you did.
It's a tie-up. It's going to be Chester ball. Overall, the refs have... I know the Haverford fans aren't happy with it, but they called it... They've let both teams play.
Which is true in tournament play, usually.
Chester gets it inbounds and a foul pushed in the backcourt. So Akeem Taylor for Chester goes to the line, shooting 1-1.
So, as usual, the longest 30 seconds in sports.
So, Chester, for them, a big confidence-building win, unless somehow they let it slip away, which I doubt.
I wouldn't give it away yet.
Yeah,
it's only 4 points.
Because it is Haverford School. Tyler Seward, second on Tyler, 6'2 junior for Haverford School. Again, coming into the game 5-5. Now, Akeem really has improved his free throw shooting over the years. I mean, he's like money now, makes this one. And you have to, guys. If you're going to go to the college level, be an effective college player, they're looking for guys that make free throws, especially in crunch time.
Yep.
Akeem again. And no go bet there. That pretty much puts the game away. Watkins is fouled. And he'll go back to the line, shooting now two. Chester by five, 26 seconds to go. Just as I say that, though, Chester's missed three of their last five foul shots.
Yep. Not something you want to hang your hat on if you're trying to win a game.
The announcer's curse.
And Watkins is a good free throw shooter. There he is. He does it right. Makes the first. Chester 58, Haverford School 52. 26 seconds to go in the game. Misses that one. No fouls. If you're Chester, do not foul. You don't want to put these guys at the line. And loose ball on the floor. They're going to have to shoot a three ball. There's a steal. Head of the pack is Burton, and it'll be an easy. Well, look
nice
at the
ball.
Hustle from behind by that kid.
21.
Matt McKenna.
And that dude can fly. They obviously are playing some other sport somewhere. But you got to give him. It's a good win for Chester, no matter what.
14 seconds left, down by six. To do that, that takes a lot of skill.
Yes, so the foul right away. Akeem's fouled by 15. Carson Mastin, Mike. Yeah, we have it as Mastin, the freshman.
Mastin.
First. Team Taylor. So Chester will improve to 5-2. This has been a house of horrors for them, the Swartz Center, over the years. Missed. So I did do the jinx. Out of their last nine foul shots, Chester has missed five. Akeem again. Up.
Nope.
Missed six out of their last ten. Here's almost a steal. Desperation shot. Ooh, off the glass for two. Three ball. Man, cuts it to three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And a foul on the far side. A little collision on the far side. Everybody's going to be okay. And that'll be the ball game. I don't know who made that three ball, the last three ball. He banked it home.
That was MJ Atkins.
MJ Atkins again. And that makes the final score, Chester 58. Haverford School from the Interact 55. Back with the post game following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Maybe.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Post-game show, Chester High Clippers. It was not easy against the Haverford School from the Interact, but the Clippers pulled out 58-55. They're now 5-2, and Haverford School 5-6. Great effort by Haverford School without two of the top players, not only in the area but in the state, in Jameel Brown, 6'3 sophomore, and Chris Clover, 6'3 senior. Marvelous job by Coach Rogers keeping these guys in there.
One stat that jumps out, Dave, is rebounding. Chester out-rebounded Haverford 30-12. And what's remarkable is you were out-rebounded by 18 rebounds. You only lost by 3 points. This Haverford School is going to only get better as the season progresses.
Yeah, and hopefully those kids will come back.
If they get them kids back, they're going to win a lot of ball games.
Absolutely. And most valuable players out there, number four for Haverford School, MJ Atkins. I had him for 13 points. And for Chester, number four, Akeem Taylor with 17. 17 also for 6'4 junior Carell Watkins. He had 9 in the fourth quarter. 9 points, 6'6 senior Zamir Carroll. Rami Gilbert, 5'11 senior, 8. Fareed Burton, 5'11 junior, 5. 5 points, Bernie Rogers, 5'8 junior for Haverford School. 12 for Tyler Seward, 6'2 junior, tremendous young talent. MJ Atkins, 13. 2 points for the freshman off the bench, Carson Maston. 11 points, Matt McKenna, 6'5 senior. And 12 points for Zach Genther, a junior for Haverford. So there you go, our last game of 2019.
That's right, that's right. Next game will be this coming Thursday night at Springfield as Academy Park comes in. And
one last comment, Dave.
Yeah, sure.
I just watching this game, I think Chester's got to really step it up if they're going to start winning a lot of games, especially when we get closer to the tournament and the end of the season. You know, hopefully they'll get better. But I just wasn't impressed by them tonight. They just seem they lack intensity. The big guys the first half were outside. In the second half, the last quarter and all, they stayed under the basket, and that's where they controlled the boards and won the game. But you got to do that for the whole time, not just for the last quarter.
I guess a win's a win.
A win is a win, and it's December. And let's, you know, you won't even recognize any of these teams in another 6 weeks. So, and we'll be there to witness it all. So there you go. So we'll see everybody Thursday night, then the following Tuesday night or whenever. We'll check it out.
Chester wins 58-55 on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.